Today's daf is daf Samach Zayin, and we got all the way up to the two dots, one fourth of the way down. Rav Chista v'Rav Sheshet, Tipake v'Hadei Adadi. Now, Rav Chista v'Rav Sheshet, we know, often have varying approaches, and we quote them, Chadomar v'Chadomar, but when they came together, oh boy, it's like matter and anti-matter. I mean, Rav Chista Maratan Tzifusemi Matnaitan Rav Sheshet. Rav Chista, his lips would be seen as trembling when he would get near Rav Sheshet, because Rav Sheshet simply knew too much. He knew all of these Mishnas and Brises, and nobody else knew with such Bekiyas, and he would constantly ask them as questions to Rav Sheshet, get to Rav Chista. Rav Chista was terrified he was going to catch him out on it. Rav Sheshet, on the other hand, when he would meet Rav Chista, you could see his entire body shaking, because Rav Chista was pulled to Rav Chista. Rav Chista was a genius who just knew how to really get into everything. Anyway, so by the name Rav Chista and Rav Sheshet, and you could just see the scenes. Rav Chista asked Rav Sheshet, Shnei Batim, Shnei Tzidei Rishut HaRabim. Suppose we have two homes on either side of Rishut HaRabim, and there's nothing to do about it. I'm not talking about Rav Yehuda here or anything else. But what happened in this case is Goyim came, and they decided that they're going to be digging up the street, putting in a new telephone line on Shabbat. So they put up these police things on either side, basically blocking off the street, creating mechitzot, and we already saw before that a mechitza that was nasa b'Shabbat is a kosher mechitza, especially here at Goyim, there's no problem. If it was b'Nesa, there'd be no problem. So we now have basically a newly created Rishut HaYachid smack bang in the middle of the Rishut. It's a real mechitza, it's not a Korah on the left here, everybody's mother. Real Rishut HaYachid. A real Rishut HaYachid that has two Jewish homes opening into it. Uh-oh. So now we got an Erev problem. Not an Erev problem yesterday, but now we got an Erev problem if they want to carry outside. So their good luck is now mahul with the problem of Erev. Can they carry or not? So the question over here is, mahul, what would be the din of at least relying on a bittul? Now, I'm not even asking. Aliba demandi omar ein bittul Rishut Michatzer l'chatzer. Yesterday in the machlokes of Shmuel and Rav Yochanan, about whether in two chatzerot that were side by side, whether you have a door, when you have a door between them, whether you can be mavat or reshus b'chatz l'chatz if you didn't make an Erev b'neim, since you don't have to make an Erev b'neim, so they're not answering on each other. It was optional. The case where they didn't actualize their option, so we had a machlokes, whether you can make a bitul instead of the Erev under those cases. Rabbi Yochanan said, why not? According to the Man Yomar, who says that in a case like that, you couldn't make a bitul, certainly, in this case, I wouldn't even ask my question, because over here, an Erev is an impossibility. Because yesterday, there was a Rishut HaRabim, and there's no way to make an Erev yesterday. At least in the case of the two Chatzirot side by side, it was possible to make an Erev. And even so, Shmuel said, if you didn't make the Erev, you can't use Bittul now to take the place of the Erev. Said, I'm not even asking what the thing would be according to him. Because Ashte Ibore Ruve Mi'etba Matsuma Ruve Amrit Ein Bittul Rishut Mechatzel HaChatzir. If in a case where had they wanted to make an Erev yesterday, they could have made such an Erev, and nonetheless, Bittul can't take the place of forgetting to make that kind of Erev. Of course, you can over here where they couldn't even make an Erev if they wanted to make an Erev yesterday. There's no option of Bittul. Everybody would be more to hear Aliba Shmuel, for sure. My question is, what about according to Rabbi Yochanan, who said yesterday, Yesh Bittul Rishut Mechatzer L'Chatzer, that where you have an option of creating an Erev, but not a need to create an Erev, that even so the Rabbanan allow you the option of Bittul in the event that you didn't make the Erev. Now, then my question is, would that apply here as well? Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's clear that you don't need the actual Erev. So maybe, however, he does at least require that it would have been possible to make an Erev. Because there's two variables here, Iser and Erev, remember. So if, as Shmuel said, it both Asers and you could make an Erev, then you can use Bittul. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you don't need the Asers part. Two Chatzeros, one next to another, nobody Asers on anybody else. But maybe Rabbi Yochanan agrees you need the Erev part. In other words, Bittul only comes to take a place where an Erev was an option. If you didn't actualize the option, you still have Bittul. But if you never had the option, such in this case, where on yesterday, the whole day, there was a Rishut HaRabim there, you wake up this morning to find the police put up a mechitza, maybe even Rabbi Yochanan agrees that Bittul is a mechanism that takes the place of the option of an Erev, but Bittul doesn't exist in a vacuum where there was no possibility of Erev, and we never made a takon of Bittul. Or is Rabbi Yochanan willing to go so far as to say that, look, Bittul is not a mechanism. Bittul is simply the fact that we don't have two separate Rishuyot. So why would the Chachomim institute a mechanism called Bittul in specific cases? Either we view Bittul as a reality or we don't. In which case, over here, what's the nafkamina if you had an Erev yesterday or not? You could have made an Erev yesterday or not. Fact is, in being Mavato, your Rishut to the other guy, there's only one person using the Chatzar, and therefore there's no problem of Erev in the first place. That's my question. What was Rabbi Yochanan's approach in this issue? So do we say that Hatan, in the case over there where we have two chatzerot with separate entrances to Rishut HaRabim, with a door between them, where at least Ibo La Ruvim Yetmo Motsu Ma'arve, since if they had wanted to make an Erev yesterday, they could have, to make their two chatzerot into one, but they didn't. And over there he says it's okay to be Mavata, so Betulei Nami Motsu Mavata. But perhaps in this case, Aval Hacha, Dolo Motsu Mi'arve Yetmo, over here they didn't even have that option, because there was a street going between them yesterday. Then perhaps between Ami lo matzim mevatel. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan would agree that in this case you cannot be mevatel either. Oduma lo shnar. Perhaps there really is no difference between the two cases. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yochanan because Rabbi Yochanan isn't looking for specific cases where we allow bittul. He views bittul as simply a description of the utilization of Rishuyot. What's the nafkamina if you had options before or not? Omar le. So Reb Sheshes said to Reb Chista, "Ein mevatel." No, there's no problem according to there's no din of Bittul according to Rabbi Yochanan in a case where there was no Erev. Bittul is a sub case of Erev. No Erev, no Bittul.
It's no possibility.
Right. There's no such concept. It's not that it exists outside of the overall din of Erevin. At least Tom said in Bittul Rishus that there's only one person here. It's a mechanism. It's not a reality that a person can say to another person, okay, let's pretend I'm your guest here. That's part of a way in which we're metakein things, but it's certainly not the norm in my saying something to a guy, so all of a sudden I lose my rights to the chotzer. That's not really the way things are. It's the way that the Rabbanan were metakein to remember dinam of Erevin and to utilize where you couldn't do, but if there's no Erevin, of course this doesn't exist on its own. Okay, and I have another question asked for Chista Reb Sheshes. Another question. How about if the goy that is in the chatzar and is preventing the Eruv, how about if he dies on Shabbat? So now, there's nobody there that's being, of course, I don't have an Eruv, I can't make an Eruv on Shabbat. My question is, can I use Bittul? Now, Aliba de Man Yom Sochrim, if you hold, like the case we had before, we had, it turned out, Amakok, Shmuel, and Rabbi Yochanan, again, correct? Because Rabbi Yochanan said, Yafasitem Shesachartem, very, very smart thinking there, that you can rent in the middle of Shabbat if the goy shows up. So, okay, in this case, if you said Sochrim, and that means if you were Socher, you would be both Socher and Nevatel, obviously. Because it doesn't help to be Socher since you can't make an Erev in Bin Shabbat. But you can be Socher and Nevatel. So if he holds, you could be Socher and Nevatel in mid Shabbat, even though beforehand you couldn't have made an Erev. So Koshkin over here, where the guy dropped dead, all you need to do is to be Mevatel. So why shouldn't I be able to be Mevatel? If I could be Socher or Mevatel, I could certainly be Mevatel, just Mevatel. So if I could do two things, so certainly I could do one thing. So Laman di Omar, Sochrin lo tibarlecha. Ash the tarti abdin and chadami boyam, and I could certainly just be Mevatel. If the guy's not here, renting from him just makes it as if he's not here. So if he's literally not here and he dropped dead, I mean, so for sure I could be Mevatel. I'm not asking according to Rabbi Yochanan. Ki tibarlecha, libe Laman di Omar, ein Sochrin. My concern is, when we said Aliba to Shmuel, that the case over here is that if a goy shows up in mid-Shabbat, that you can't be socher. So now my question is that because you'd have to first be socher and then be mevatel? And there he's saying, bittul in a case that requires schirut that wasn't done before Shabbat is not applicable. So it's tartehu de lo atin ha-chor abdina. But if the guy dies, then there's no objection to being mevatel. Oh, Dilma, lo shnar. Maybe what he's saying is, forget about socher. The point that Shmuel made was, you cannot be mevatel in a case where you couldn't make an Erev yesterday because of the fact that the goy was there to answer. And over here he comes in mid-Shabbat and answers.
He's not in the mid-Shabbat. When the goy doesn't have a goy, Shabbat.
He's not here. Anyway, even if he would. So I'll leave it to Rebbe. It doesn't matter if he's not here.
Amen.
Which was the whole basis of the question anyway, when the guy wasn't here, he came in mid-Shabbat and we were socher from him.
He's not here, that means to say that he's a shooter here. He's
It does mean to say, if the Baal HaBayit is not bimekomo, we said before that if he's not here, then it's as if he's not, his rishus isn't pa'il. If his rishus isn't pa'il, so then it doesn't pass. That's the whole basis of the question that we were asking about Sirut in the middle. Odom aloshna, or Marley, so he said, well, I'll tell you. My own opinion is, aniomer mevatlin. The case over here is different than the case we had before. Rashi says the reason that it's different is because over here, you could have made an Eruv yesterday if you had been socher from the Akum. And therefore, in this case, over here, it would be okay to be Mevatel. It was only in that case that we said, where the guy wasn't here, and he came in the middle of Shabbat, there we said that there's a problem. But here there's no problem. Whereas Hamnuna Amar, but I can tell you, not everybody agrees with me, but Hamnuna says you cannot be Mevatel, because since if you had wanted yesterday to be Mevatel, without Sirut, you couldn't have been Mevatel. So therefore, it's considered to be not open to Erevin yesterday. And according to Shmuel, Bittel only applies for Mokam Erev. And in this case, it's not for Mokam Erev. That's how Rashi learns. Now, there's something terribly wrong with this. Because if you recall, the whole proof that we had yesterday, that Shmuel argued from Rabbi Yochanan, that it needed to be talking about exactly the case that Rabbi Yochanan had said, that the goy comes in mid-Shabbat, and he said, Yofa sitem shesachar. If you recall, according to Shmuel, we had three dinim. If it asers, and you can make an Erev, you can also be Mevatel if you didn't make an Erev. But if it doesn't aser, and you can make an Erev, such as two chatzirot with a door between them, or if it does aser, but you cannot make an Erev, such as two Jews living together with a aser on each other, but they can't make an Erev because of the presence of the goy, there you can't use bittul, correct? The Gemara said, well, what case is that referring to? Certainly not a case where the goy was here yesterday, because that case would be considered to be eruvable, since all you need to do is to be socher and to make an Erev. And now we're saying, no, actually that case is the case that Shmuel was referring to. You're saying over here is a case where I couldn't make an Erev yesterday except through Sirut, and because of that I'm saying you can't make Bittul. Whereas yesterday we took for granted it obviously couldn't be referring to a case like that. But Ha-Lema Shmuel, Shmuel would have called that a non-Erevable case. Why is that non-Erevable since it's accessible through Sirut? What happened over here? From 1 minute to the next, we completely changed what was pushed to us. We were assuming in terms of Shmuel. Tosafos is very, very bothered by this. Abba, before you go, you're not going. Okay, so he says, first he says to say, okay, maybe it was going like Rukshashas before. He says over here that you can be Mavat. That was his answer to the question. You can be Mavat. It's still very funny because we said it over yesterday as if it's a cheat. I mean, you'd have to be crazy to think such a thing. And otherwise not. Well, how could it be cheat all of a sudden? Therefore, he is Mefarish the sugya over here, Tosfos, that the goy also came on Shabbat and died. That's the point. We're not trying to look for, in other words, it's exactly the same case that we had before. He came on Shabbat and he died on Shabbat, and that's why we said, Ki tiboy lecha liba de man diomar yesterday, ain't so free. Tarte, Hude Aloy Abdina, Tarte Lo Abdina, meaning the Schirut and the Bitul, maybe that's only the way they were Chalek in that case. But over here, Choda, meaning I don't have to do anything because he was made, and therefore the Bitul should be enough. So we're not being Mechalek between the cases in terms of whether it was considered to be suitable to make an Erev yesterday. That would be, the way Rashi is learning would be inserting a completely different issue. The Gemara says that the issue is Choda or Tarte. And Rashi says the issue is it similar to the case because I can make an Erev yesterday? Why did the Gemara make it dependent on this? So this is a completely different way of looking. We'll need to discover what the mechanisms, what the logic is of the nafkamina of Chodor Tarte. But you seem to be confused enough as is. It's so sweet. It's so fascinating. It makes your go look silly. You're willing to put so much time into go. Why not into go or don't go? All right. The Japanese would do okay. Alright, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Now we're up to the two dots. Nochri, sheyesh lo petach arba'a al arba'a, patuach lebika'a. Let's say that a guy lives in a chotzer that's opening to a mabui. Now he has a separate opening, a standard opening of arba'a al arba'a, which is the minimum opening, that goes outdoors directly from his rishut to a open area, to a bika'a, to the valley. You now have an ability for him, as far as he's concerned, he can bring up his car to the backyard where he's got his little door. Takes everything directly in from the makolet without even going through the mavur. In that case, we view that as his primary entrance because he likes that a lot better. Nobody likes to drive down the block, park in front, have to schlep out to the house if they've got a way to pull their car straight up to their own yard. So Mamela in this, as Abba can tell, so Mamela in this case, he's not viewed as being a reshus to Asr under Bnei Amavui because he doesn't really use that Mavui. And this is even if the delivery men to his house, so that even if they're driving down the Mavui all day long, he's got the TV repair company, he's got the plumber, they're all coming down the street to Mavui and going through the chutzre and so on. But that it's not he who would personally use that. So Afilu, in a case where you've got people that are in Machnis, Umotzi, Gemolim, Ukoronais, the taxi cabs are coming, God only knows the traffic that this guy is causing in the Mavui, Kolayon, nonetheless, it's all going derech Amavui, Eino Asra b'nei Mavui. His Rishus doesn't ask on the name of my time b'pitcha de miyachid le'deon nechale. He likes his private entrance for himself, and therefore his own usage is not viewed as the usage of the Mavui. Anyway, a Mavui is open to traffic. We discussed that issue before, and we had to deal with the problem of, so how is it that we allow, if it's open to traffic, how do we allow a Mavui on Shabbat, because isn't it considered to be open to the regular, the rest of the city? And we said you have to build a dika there, an indication. Some people say a curb is enough, but there needs to be something that's miyachid the Mavui. Fine. So the fact that the cabs are coming to his house and his mother-in-law is showing up this way and so on, that makes no difference to us. Because that's no different than the public using the Mavui. We don't block off the Mavui. It's a cul-de-sac that anybody can walk into. But as far as do we have diurine in the Mavui, that's the issue. Diurine in the Mavui we don't have because the guy who lives here, who's answering the Mavui, is a guy, he prefers to use his own entrance. How about if it doesn't open directly into the public area of a bikha? It opens into a closed area, which is a karfaf. Does he feel the karfaf is a backyard, basically, right? No, it's his backyard, but it's a backyard already. So now he's not going to pull up. He doesn't feel that same sense of openness. You come right off the street, you unload, and so on. Nonetheless, it's still more private. It's a little bit more schleppy if it's a karfaf. So does that also serve as his personal entrance to which he's on which he's focused above and beyond his entrance to the Mavud? Omer Nachman Bar Ami Mishmei Ulpana. Nachman Bar Ami, whose daughter was going to Ulpana, and you know they know everything, these girls. So she comes, actually, Ulpana simply means Gemara. The Ulpana is the learning, in other words, from here, from his Rebbe, you heard it from his Rebbe. So Mishmei the Ulpana afil patuach le karfaf. It makes no difference. Even if it's open to karfaf, the point is, it's still more open. He feels less pressure than going out into the Mavui with all the traffic and the honking and so on. He'd rather go through the karfaf. It's like a carmelite. We'll see in a moment if it's talking about yoter mi beit satayim or pachot mi beit satayim and so on. Remember that karfaf is essentially the equivalent of a bikah if it's more than a beit satayim to the Jew. But this Gemara now is going to establish the relationship of Jew or goy to karfaf. When it comes to a goy, nochri, beit satayim oser, yoter mi beit satayim eino oser. The value of the karfaf to the goy, in terms of this halakha of turning it into his preferred entrance, is only if it's wide enough to give him a sense of rivacha and avira and so on and so forth. If it's a small backyard, and it's only a beit satayim, so then his doorway to the Mavui is still viewed as primary by him. Because this he doesn't have that much of a geschmack of pulling into a little area in the back of his house. He'd rather just go and take the main entrance. If it's Yoter mi Beit Satayim, so now already the question of the Beit Satayim, which is interesting. Until now, Beit Satayim was sort of a theoretical derivation from the Chatzar HaMishkan, the Chamishim al Meah, correct? Which we made now 70s, so on, 72 thirds by 72 thirds, because of the Pasuk, Chamishim ba Chamishim. But the idea of that area was like a quantity that had been derived from a Pasuk. This is the first time that we see that quantity as having direct psychological implication. In other words, even the goy, it has nothing to do with the dinim of Shabbos. It's simply a question of his psychological preference. We now see that Beit Satayim, more than Beit Satayim, creates a sense of openness, which is why it's not the Chatzar HaMishkan, which is really beautiful to see. In other words, now we recognize what's happening in the Chatzar HaMishkan. If you want to create a sense of enclosure, it can't be more than Beit Satayim. It's a Beit Satayim. So the goy, if he finds himself in an enclosure of Beit Satayim, which is his backyard, does not feel a sense of openness. On the other hand, if it's Yoter mi Beit Satayim, he does feel the sense of openness and will come to prefer it over the gateway into the Mavui, and therefore he would no longer Aser on the Bnei Mavui. It's really, I get such a joy of seeing the way that the halachas follow, even though they have completely different derivation. So to the Goy, as long as it's still a Beit Satayim, so now it still Asers, his door to the Mavui is still Aser, because he doesn't feel Rivacha in the Karfaf. Mashenke, yes? It wouldn't matter, but there's no traffic in the Karfaf. That's what's important. So it says he has his door in the Karfaf. Well, it's like a backyard kind of area. It's enclosed, but it's a Biotermi Beit Satayim, so then they know it's there. Whereas by Yisrael, it's the exact opposite. Because Yisrael is interested in his ability to carry into the Karfaf. So if he's able to carry into it, so it's Beit Satayim or less. So then he's got no problem of looking at that as his primary place on Shabbos. So then he knows there. But if it's Yoter Beit Satayim, he's not allowed to carry from his house into the Karfa. Then he doesn't think about it on Shabbos. I can't even go in there. Therefore, he prefers to use his Mokom of Shittur, which is the Chatzur Namavoy. So therefore, if he's not Mishtatif in the Mavoy, so now he writes it for you and he will ask him. Boy mine Rava bar Chakloi miravuna. Patuach le Karfaf mahu. Now Rava bar Chakloi asked separately to Ravuna, what's the din of Patur Lekarfaf? And he told him, well, there's the famous mimer of Rabban and Rabbi Yosef, Harei Amru, Beit Satayim Oser, Yoter Mi Beit Satayim Eino Oser. Omra Rula Omra Rabbi Yochanan, in terms of Hilchot Shabbat, now we're talking about Hilchot Eruvin, but just now that we're speaking about a Karfaf, we have to recognize that Karfaf Yoter Mi Beit Satayim Shalohu Kafla Dira, once you've got beyond the Beit Satayim, I don't care how big it is. Even if it's a kur, even if it's two kurs, hazorek l'tocho chayav. Don't make the mistake of thinking that the diurim can define Hilchot Shabbat. We've spoken about this many times. We have to keep clearly in our mind the distinction between the nature of mechitzot that involve diurim, which is an eruvin type of issue, and the nature of mechitzot that are defined by separations, mechitza kepshuta, which is the Shabbos definition. So in terms of Hilchot Shabbat, Rishuyot Shabbat, being chayav as a Rishut HaYachid for taking in from Rishut HaRabbi, you think it makes any difference how big this Karfaf is? The Karfaf is a Rishut HaYachid by virtue of its mechitzot. Dinim of Shabbat have no concern for the number of the urim that are living in an area. That's entirely Shlomo HaMelech's tikkun in terms of Hilchot Eruvin. For Shabbat, whether it's considered to be hukaf l'dira, not hukaf l'dira, who cares? Point is it's Rishut HaYachid, and if someone would be zorek l'tocho from the Rishut HaRabbi, he would be chayev. My ta'ame, what's the explanation? Because it is a mechitza, elishu mechusere diurin. Because of the choser of diurin, we gave it a halakha that makes it similar to a karmelit, because we want people to distinguish between Rishut HaRabbi and Rishut HaYachid. So we expanded the halakha to say, okay, don't carry within this area more than 4 amot. Treat it like a Rishut HaRabbi, l'chumra. But obviously it remains Rishut HaYachid, l'chumra as well. We can't take away the din of Rishut HaYachid. By the way, there is a machlokes we've shown him about whether afilu kurayim means dafka, and that there's in fact a limit to mechitzot. We've discussed this issue before in terms of the continental shelf problem. There's some Rishonim who say that if you cannot be aware of the mechitzot, where you're standing, you can't see the mechitzot, then those mechitzot are not mechitzot. Now, others apply that only to cases where the mechitzot are natural mechitzot, such as a continental shelf or a mountain range. Others, we're not going to say that we will include a 300-mile valley surrounded by mountains as kulo being Rishut HaYachid d'oraita because of the fact that there's mountains. But we're not going to say the entire North America is considered to be Rishut HaYachid because of the continental shelf. Right? Okay, it's a question. Maybe Kur Kurayim, I could still see the mechitzot. Fine. So, Azorik L'tocho Chayav. So once again, we're insisting. Exactly. But there are shittas among the archaeologists that the entire Mitzpah Ramon was created by people who wanted to carry on Shabbos, but didn't. So my time of Mechitzayim. So again, we are proclaiming the independence of the two issues of Eruvin and Shabbat. How about this? Sela Shebiyam, Gavoa Asara. Explain how you can explain this, Bright. You have Bird Island, Richie. Bird Island. So you've got this sela, this rock that's sticking out of the yam. It's 10 tefachim high, and it's 4x4.
Above the water?
Above the water. So then, it's basically a reshut hayachid. And the yam, as we know, is a classic karmelit. That's how we define what is a karmelit. You go in the yam.
Okay.
So you're not allowed to carry from it to the yam, or from the yam to it, because you're not allowed to carry from a reshut hayachid into a karmelit.
Yes. In the
water. Yeah, Richie, do we need to bring pictures?
Yeah, that's why we get out to the field trip. Shabbos.
Field trip.
Unless we've been on the water.
Before. Well, you know the captain. We told that captain, don't do anything on Shabbat. He never listens. So there we are. You can't carry from it, Rishut HaYachid, which is the Oraita, into the Carmelit, and Gezeirah D'Rabban. Pachot Mikan, however, if it's less than that, in other words, if it's not 10 Tvachim, it itself is a Carmelit, in which case it's no different than the Yam, and then as long as you don't carry outside of Arba Amot, you're not allowed to carry Arba Amot in a Carmelit over here, it together with the Yam and the rock, which is the same Carmelit essentially, you can carry from one to the other, you just can't carry outside of Arba Amot. So there's no problem in handing something from the Yam onto the rock. Now, I ask you, and then it continues on to say, Ad Kaman, how far would that extend? Ad Beit Satayim. Ooh, Ad Beit Satayim. Now, what is that definition referring to? The first part of the statement or the second part of the statement? All right. Ilema Seif, is it referring to the second part of the statement? And it's saying now, but you said if it's less than Asarat Tfakim, so then it's okay, but only if it's Beit Satayim. So Ilema Seif, Beit Satayim, Tvei Lo, only Beit Satayim, but more than that, not. Well, understand, why not? If it's more than a Beit Satayim, it becomes more similar to the Yom. Because even if it would be Govoa Asarat, once it's a Beit Satayim, it's considered to be a Carmelite, right? So, I mean, well, it certainly doesn't become more different than the Yom because it's a bigger Bird Island. It's the question of whether it's now Rishus Liatzmo. If it's not Asarat, so then if it's more than Beit Satayim, why can't I carry from one Carmelite to another Carmelite? From the Carmelite to Carmelite come to Talta. So it can't be referring to the Sefer. Elalav Aresha. It's got to be talking about the first case. The first case is where it was Govoa Asarat Tvachim, but you're saying only if it's a Beit Satayim or less. But if it's more than a Beit Satayim, what happens? You're saying then there's no problem. That's what did it say in the Resha? You're not allowed to carry from it to the Yam, or from the Yam to it. But if it's a Beit Satayim, then you are. Savavikamah. Sela Shebiyam. Govoa Asarat Vrakav Arba'ah. Then it has a din of a Rishut Ayachit. Ain metatim no mitocho liyam v'lo min hayam l'tocho ve'ad kama. I have to define that. How large could it be and still be reshut hayachid without the urin? Only ad beit satayim. But if it would be more than beit satayim, it turns into a karmelit, and then you'd be allowed to carry from it to the yam. Now hold on a second. You said it becomes a karmelit only l'chumra. You said, of course, it's a reshut hayachid. The only thing is, once it's more than beit satayim, you're not allowed to carry in it.
The rock is more than
Beit Satayim, and now you're telling me that if it's more than Beit Satayim, it loses its chumrah of Rishut HaYachid, and you can carry from it into a Carmelite. What does that show? That Rabbi Yochanan is wrong. Rabbi Yochanan was saying that it certainly doesn't change the chumrah that it's Rishut HaYachid. It just makes it that you're not allowed to carry in this particular Rishut HaYachid. That's all that it does. So in this case where I make it bigger, what? Now all of a sudden it becomes a kula? Now I can carry from a Rishut HaYachid to your right to the Carmelite? Why? So you see that Rabbi Yochanan is mistaken. And that diurin is actually a definition of the diuraita status. It lost its same Rishut HaYachid, and now it becomes a Rishut HaRabim, a Carmelite. Ha! Alma Carmelite! To Yuf to the Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rav Ashur, to Yuf to the Rabbi Yochanan. Somebody doesn't know how to learn anything, to Yuf to the Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Delo Yonah, to Ritzim at night, to Yuf to the Rabbi Yochanan. Sure. If you don't know how to read and write, so then it's a to Yuf to the Rabbi Yochanan. Anyway, you want to understand this? I'll tell you what it means. Yes, of course it is referring to the Reisha. The Sefer would be nonsensical. Of course it's referring to the Reisha. But it's referring to the implications of the Reisha, darn it. What does the Reisha say? The Reisha says that if it is 10 Tvachim high, more than 4x4 Tvachim, so then you're not allowed to carry from a Carmelite into it, or from it into a Carmelite, and, yes, you are allowed to carry within it, even more than 4 Amot, because it's Rishut HaYachid. No limitations of Rishut HaYachid for Amot, right? Carry as much as you want. So it's saying, now, how large could it be for you to be allowed to carry within it more than Arba Amot? That's all it's saying. Up to Beit Satayim, which of course is the fact. A Mokum that is not Hukaf Ladira, that it's more than Beit Satayim, you can't carry within it more than Arba Amot. But it wasn't referring to the Heter to say, yes, you're allowed to carry from Eden to the Yam. That wasn't what it was saying at all. It was saying, and how large would it be to be called Rishut HaYakid in terms of the Heter of carrying within it more than Arba Amot? Up to Beit Satayim, but more than Beit Satayim. You can't carry now. What's your problem? So if you know how to read, you don't have a problem. Rav Ashi says, you don't even need to say that. It could be referring to the Reisha directly and not to the implications of the Reisha. And it could indeed be saying precisely what you thought it was saying and still not be a problem. It could be saying that more than a Beit Satayim, it's okay to carry from it into the Yam. And you're saying, aha! So that shows that if it's more than a Beit Satayim, it loses its din of Rishut HaYakid, even Lekula. Let's consider this for a minute. Does that prove that Rabbi Yochanan is wrong in saying it's Rishut HaYakid Yoraita? The din of carrying from it into the Yam, that it's us, if it's a Rishut HaYakid Midyoraita. It's us. Is that Midyoraita or Midrabanan? It's us. Correct. The Carmelit is Midrabanan. So when you told me that you must not carry out from Bird Island into the Yam, if it's 10 Tefachim high, you were telling me it didn't Midrabanan. If you're saying now that if it's more than a Beit Satayim, you may carry out from Bird Island into the Yam, all you're telling me is that the Rabbanan gave it a din of a Carmelit in terms of din and the Rabbanan, and you can carry from one Carmelit into another. But it does not imply that it loses its din of Rishut HaYakid Midyoraita, does it? Not at all. Now, of course, you're thinking to yourself, I mean, come on, why would the Rabbanan be major? Why would the Rabbanan say, if they're trying to make a Chumrah, that you can't carry within it more than Arba Amot, so why would they couple that to a Kula that you can carry from it into the Yam? Well, what do you think? Why would they? Why would they? Because it's really a Rishut HaYakid. Okay, but essentially what our president is saying is true. If they would treat it differently than a Carmelite, then people would start viewing it as a real Rishut HaYakid and would be carrying more than Arba Amot in it. So for consistency's sake, they said, look, if we're going to give it a din of a Carmelite Isur, then it follows that we shouldn't be makber on the chumrah of carrying from it into a Carmelite, which anyway was all our own creation. So let's make it at least consistent to Midrabanan. Midrabanan, it's a Carmelite. The din of a Isur and a Carmelite anyway is a Midrabanan. So therefore, you're carrying from one Carmelite to another Carmelite, that's okay. Therefore, says Rav Ashi, I don't care if you even make the diyuk that you made, the people who don't know how to read, according to Rava. Maybe they're right. Even if it's read that way, it's not a problem to Rabbi Yochanan. Liyola Maresha, heim amru, vein amru. Look, the Rabbanan created out of whole cloth the din of Carmelite. And they created this din of Yotam Beit Satayim. So if they create, why can't they create consistently? And they said, hey, Namru, they were the ones who made up the din that a karfaf yeter Beit Satayim shlo kaf dira, that even though it's Rishut HaYakid Yoraita, ain metaltim in betocha, you're not allowed to carry unless it's within Arba Amot. Furthermore, they were the ones who created the din of Ein Metaltim Rishut HaYakid, the Carmelite, so it's all a drabonin anyway. For the sake of consistency, they decided that once this is a Beit Satayim, more than a Beit Satayim, so there, a Beit Satayim, where it's Shari Letiltuli Bekule, if it's only a Beit Satayim or less, we're over there, they allow Tiltul within it, more than Arba Amot, so there they asked to carry from it into the Yam or from the Yam. Why? My time. Because that's a real Rishut HaYakid, both Midyoraita and Midrabanan. So there it's consistent to maintain the Isser of carrying from Rishut HaYakid, Midyoraita and Midrabanan, into a Carmelite, which has an Isser Midrabanan. But once it's now no longer Rishut HaYakid Gemura, yet to be Beit Satayim, we're over there Midrabanan, it becomes a Carmelite in terms of the Isser Letutule Bekule, is now Asur. Over there, Shora Rabbanan Letutule Mitocho Layam Uminayam Letocho. For the sake of consistency, the Rabbanan said that, look, carry into the Yam, my Taima, Dilma Amri Rishut HaYakid Gemurahi. Because if they're not consistent, people will say, ah, now, come on. If I can't carry from here into the Yam, obviously this isn't really a Carmelite. Now, is it? You're trying to pull the wool over my eyes. In which case, if you admit that it's Rishut HaYakid, I'm going to carry more than Arba Amot in it also. And therefore, they wanted to be consistent in this.
In the sea, can you carry 4 hours?
Up to 4 hours?
In the sea, within 4 hours.
I don't understand. You never watched The Little Mermaid?
What about if the rocket is less than 10 feet? Hi. It's a base car, yeah. It's more than...
So we say, if it's more than Beit Satayim, but more than Beit Satayim, but less than 10 feet, it's even more of a Carmelite. Okay, that's why we said it can't be referring to the Sefer. That would make no sense. The Sefer was where it was the less. was. That was the case that you're asking. Now, the problem is, of course, that the Rabbanan were faced with a bitter choice. Because either they could be makpid on the Isser of Hotzah to a Carmelite, or they could bite the bullet, allow the Hotzah to a Carmelite, which they don't like, but at least have a better chance at maintaining the Isser of carrying Arba Amot within this Carmelite. So now, one way or the other, they were going to cause a problem to themselves, right? Because either they're being really inconsistent about the dinim of a Carmelite, where they said, where you have Rishut Hayakid D'Oraita, don't carry into a Carmelite, and over here you have Rishut Hayakid D'Oraita. Or they would have to say, well, I guess it's worthwhile forgetting about that and being more machmir on the Arba Amot. Now, why would they choose one over the other? They're going to have to lose something. Either they lose the Isser of carrying from Rishut Hayakid D'Oraita into the Carmelite, or they may lose out on the Isser of carrying more than Arba Amot because people won't be makbid on it because they'll know that it's inconsistent. So they weren't able to fool us. So why then, asks the Gemara, why then, umay shnah, why then would they be more makbid on one than on the other? Ah, that's because, look, the standard problem is in any karfaf yotermi beit satayim to carry more than Arba Amot is the most common thing in the world. This is a very, very common issue. People are in a park. It's not hukaf ladira. Can they carry in the park or they can't carry in the park? If we don't create a clear-cut distinction between a mokum that is less than Beit Satayim, a mokum that's more than Beit Satayim, and turn it into a Carmelite for all intents and purposes, heck, no, people are just going to be doing that all the time. The question of whether and what happens to a case where you're carrying from this into the Yam, and then it's going to turn out that people will carry into from Rishut Hayakid into a Carmelite, how often are people going to carry from Bird Rock into the Yam that we should have to worry about such a thing? Therefore, the Rabbanan certainly are ma'adiv to be metakein something that is more likely to come to create a problem than that which is less likely to come. Now, the question is whether this shkiach or lo shkiach is indeed limited to this particular configuration of the problem, which is where you have a yam next to Bird Rock, where over there indeed it's lo shkiach. But how about in a case, very common case, where you have, for instance, you have, your house is locked. You want to hide the key. Now, the place to hide the key is in the garden of your house on the other side of the wall. The garden of your house is more than Beit Satai, or your yard is more than Beit Satai. Can you hide the key, take it out of the yard, now into the area in front of your house, which is almost never a real reshut, a rabbim? It would have to be a real srat, a plat, be enough, and have the 600,000. How many people live on a reshut, a rabbim? It's a normal guy who lives on a cul-de-sac somewhere in San Diego. So he wants to simply pick up the key from his yard and use it to open the door. So is he allowed to pick it up and carry it into the street in order to open his door? Now that is certainly shkiach. It's not a Bird Rock. But the fact is, in terms of the dinim of the reshus, it's exactly the same din. The yard is a carmelite because it's more than a Beit Satayim. And the front door is in a carmelite because the street is really a carmelite. Says Tosfos, Rabbi Natan, the most interesting thing. We cannot create five reshuyot l'Shabbat. If you're going to tell me that you can't carry from that type of carmelite to this type of carmelite, why does the Mishnah say Arba Rishiyot HaShabbat? There's actually five Rishiyot HaShabbat. There's a type carmelite A, which is really Rishut HaYachid D'Oraita, which we give chumras on, and then this type carmelite B. And by the way, there's a problem all through Masechet Shabbat. We use the word carmelite in two absurdly different ways. A carmelite is something that is not a Rishut HaRabim, but has no mechitzot. So it really, Miikar HaDin, is a Makom Patur. And we create a chumra on it to give it a din of a rishut. And then we have something that is similar halachot, that I can't carry more than Arba Amot in it and treat it like Rishut Rabin. But it's said about a Rishut Hayachid D'Oraita, which is Karpav Shalom Karpav D'Ira. Now, can you explain to me how we put those two things together? But just because they happen to have the same halacha? That the way in which we treat those two things is that you can't carry Arba Amot more than Arba Amot. No? So every idiot is going to think, well, that means that they're the same and I should be allowed to carry from, if I throw from Rishut HaRabim into it, I know it's only a drop on. What do you mean it's only a drop on? It's a D'Oraita, that type of carmelite. Don't we want to make a difference between one and the other? Therefore, says Tosfos, the only reason we don't make the difference between one and the other is because there are no more than four Rishiyot HaShabbat. There's no way out of that. Once that's true, you can carry from your garden into the front door. Because in order to create an Isser of carry, you'll have to say, well, now, wait a minute. That's Carmelite type 1, and this is Carmelite type 2. And you can't carry from Carmelite type 1 into Carmelite type 2. No such thing, says Tosfos. This creates tremendous kula across the board, which seems to obviate the need for the shchich or loshchi. In other words, the loshchichi may have been in terms of this particular case, but what are the implications for how we build Hilchot Shabbat? The Rabbeinu Tam actually was Matir Halacha Lamaisa, someone in France who would hide his key in his garden, it was Yotermi Beit Satayim, to take the key out, go to the front street, and open up the door. And this is the way Shulchan Aruch passed. The Rishonim would disagree and say, no, it's as if you daft because of Shkiach, and that's because it's the Yam. But it wouldn't be for the Yam. We would have, in fact, asked to carry from one Carmelite to another Carmelite. This is fascinating to find in the middle of Erev now something that bothered us all the second Shabbat, and we never got to the bottom of it. That's the Divrei Aniyim B'Mokom Echad V'Ashir B'Mokom Acher, which is the reason that one must never miss a daft of Daf Yomi. Or be late. You can never know what's in those opening words.
On the main street.
But the main street isn't the Rishut Arabim Dioraita. It's a Carmelite. There's no Sratio Platio.
Within the same Carmelite would be no problem. The key is on the ledge of the window next to the door.
Right, yeah. I mean, if the front yard itself is a Carmelite. Yeah, but over here, it's within four Amot, but it's not the same Rishut. There's the wall in between. Okay. Ahuyanuka. Now there was this, you know, it's late because we started so late. Maybe with this we'll do the Ahuyanuka. There's a lot of Ahuyanuka's cases. Tomorrow maybe we do all the Ahuyanuka's, which were problems of Mila where they lost the water, couldn't bring the water on Shabbos. There's three separate cases. We'll do them all tomorrow instead of starting today. Now I just wanted Abba to tell Saba Josh that I was good on the bike, huh?
Not only that, but it was like, off-road.
Tell him. He thought just going home this morning that I would need a rest before giving up. You're going to be proud of me.
Sorry, I am proud of you.
You're moving like a hover.
Here we go. Rav Chista, Rav Sheshet, you talk about Adade. Rav Chista, Mirgatvan, Sifsotayomi, Matanaita, Rav Sheshet, Rav Sheshet, Mirtakula Guf, and Mirpapula de Rav Chista. Why am I Rav Chista, Rav Sheshet, Shnei Patim, Shnei Tzidei Rav Shuta Rabim, Uba'u Nochrim, Vekifum, On Shabbat, Mechitza, Ma, Ali, but the man, Yomar, In Bitu, Rishut, Mechatzela, Chatzelot, Iboilacha. If over there, Hashte, Iboma, Ruven, Meatmon, Motzi, Ma'arve, and nonetheless, you're saying because there was no Isur that Ein Bitur Shut Bechatzela Chatzera, in this case, even if they wanted to be Ma'arv Met Molomotim Arve, Lo Koshikin, that you cannot use Bitul. Kiti Boylocha, Ibn Amanuyomer, Yesh Bitul, Rishut Bechatzela Chatzera. Maybe that's because Hatan Di Boyle Ruvim Yet Mol Motzim Arve, therefore Bituli Nami Motzim Avalte, Avalocha the Lo Motzim Arve Yet Mol, you cannot be Mavatel either, or Dilmaloshna, because Bitul is simply a question of removing yourself. Omale ain't mevatlin even according to Rav Yochanan. Next question. Make up Ripi Shabbat Mahu. Aliba the man yomer sochrim loti boy lochar. If has the tardi abdina, you could do schirut and bitul, where the guy drops dead, chada, and all you need to do is bitul me boy. Elakiti boy lochar, aliba the man yomer ain't sochrim. Maybe that's only because tardi good lo abdina, or chada abdina, or dilmaloshna, or marle, ani omer mevatlin, amnuna omer ain't mevatlin. Omer vi ramer shmo noch, vi shiesh lo petach arba al arba batuach lebika, afilo machnis umotzig malimu kronot kolayom kulo derach mavui, אין הוסר על בני מבוי, מי טיימה? ופיצחו דמייחד לבי ההוא נחלה. יבואו, פתוח לקרפף מה? הוא אומר נחל ברמי, בשמי גאות פנה, אפילו פתוח לקרפף. רב ורביו שתאמר צבא, well, it depends. נוכרי, if the קרפף would be a ביצה טיימר less, it would still ask in the mover. It's only Yotermi Beitza Taim in Oser, because it's airy. Yisroel, it's the opposite. Beitza Taim in Oser, Yotermi Beitza Taim Oser. Boy, mine rov, abar hakloi miravuna. How about patul lekarfaf mahu amalei harei omru? Beitza Taim Oser, Yotermi Beitza Taim in Oser. Omar ulom rev yofan. Karfaf, Yotermi Beitza Taim. Shalohu kaflu dira, afilu kura, ayim azorik utolchol chayiv, my taima. Nini, you're right, that's certainly mechitzi. It's just bechuser diorin derabonon to give it a separate din for everything. Rather not be betal for our bahamas. My time, huh? Yeah, so mechusadir. Most of the Ravuna Bachina, Sela Shabiyam, the voice of Rochavar Baha, a metatoli, no mitocoli, and the Lomina Yavatoho, a hot mikan metatoli, ad kama ad beitzatayim. Now, this ad beitzatayim was said, I had, you know, I must say for what? Beitzatayim, it's very low, it's even better. I mean, Carmel, Carmel, the Kamatalta. Ella lava reisha, Vachikoma. Sela Shabiyam, the voice of Rochavar Baha, a metatoli, no mitocoli, and the Lomina Yavatoho, because it's Rishut HaYachid. But Ad Kama is a Rishut HaYachid Ad Beit Satayim. But yet, through Beit Satayim, you're allowed to carry into the Yam because it's a Carmelite, meaning Midiveraita. So, Alma Carmelite, to Yuvta Rabbi Yochanan. Alma Rava, you know, Mandalo Yadat Ritzim at night at the Yuvta Motiv of Rabbi Yochanan. Obviously, it's not a problem. Liolam Aresha Vachikamar. Hobbitoko Mitalatami. More than Arba Amot. The Ad Kama, how big can it be to allow Tilta more than Arba Amot? Ad Beit Satayim. What's wrong with that statement? Ravashi Amar Liolam Aresha, the way they were reading it. But since it's a Drabanan, Hainamru, the Hainamru. Hainamru Karfa, Vietra, Beit Satayim, Shul Karfa, Dirahim, Mitalatim, Bo, Ela Barba Amot, the Hainamru, Hain Mitalatim, Shutayakim, the Karmali. Therefore, a Beit Satayim, the Shari, the Tutula, the Kule, Drabanan Asr, the Tutula, the Menayam, the Tokovalam, the Tokolayam. My time, it's Rishukha Yofi Gemura, Bain Midrabon and Bain Midiraita. But yet, every Beit Satayim were over there, it's also the Tetulim Bekulei Midrabonon, so they gave it that din of Carmelite. Therefore, Shah Rabbanon, Tetulim Yitokol Yamam and Yamam Yitokol. My time, because if they don't do that, then people will realize it's Rishukha Yofi Gemura. So then they'll say, okay, so I can carry it. It's out to the Tetulim Bekulei. Umay Shna, why choose that over the other Takana? Because Tocho Shriach, but Mitokol Yam, and Yamam Yitokol Lo Shriach.